All That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. Kyle Brustin Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, dressed in his floral 1996 shirt that he's had for a long time, is Kyle Wallace.
This one is only about 2 years old. This fly, I got somebody, as soon as I walked in the door, oh, your shirt. Matter of fact, not even. As soon as somebody from GKB saw me, the compliments started flowing about my shirt today. Flowing.
I never hear any of these compliments around the office. Not for me, I'm saying to people saying stuff to Kyle Wallace.
Now, you can ask him, if you did a poll, if anybody commented on Kyle's shirt today, I guarantee you find about four or five people.
Do you like Kyle Wallace's shirt? Let us know on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison because you can find our beautiful faces there. You can get us on the Carbless Talk and text line 800-990-3776 where Chef Ed already chimed in before the show apologizing for yesterday's parody song to Strophe. Not to Kyle and I, but to Strophe.
Yeah, what does he apologize because he got
because
he
you,
main
you told Strophe to speed up his song from yesterday, skipping on the podcast.
Well, Strophe, did you do that? I hope you did. I hope you listened.
I did not listen. I felt like you know.
Oh, great.
We always talk
the
about
Monday pod's gonna be way down.
No, that's fine. Don't worry. I know how to edit and cut stuff. So we'll
hold on. Think about this though. We always talk about how KBN Nation, we are one, right? We are a family around here. And so I was thinking for those of us that had to go through it live and suffer through the Chef Ed song, anybody on the podcast that missed it live has to do the same thing.
That's abuse.
Yeah, it is abuse. Make sure y'all
that's KBN Nation listener abuse.
Hit that little, there's a little 10-second mark that you can go forward or backwards. Just go ahead and hit that about five times.
Four or five.
Yeah, maybe 10.
Maybe eight.
I got to be honest with you guys. I think you guys are being very rude to Chef Ed. He put himself out there.
He did. No, I appreciate
him. He's thick skinned.
He put himself out there.
He's thick skinned. He can handle it.
I don't know. Chef Ed, he hasn't snapped on us in a while. He was on a run there where he was snapping on. You remember that?
I was saying it in jest, Kyle.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah,
I missed it. My bad.
Fume.
Never mind.
Oh, thick skin, Chef Ed. Very thick.
Very thick. Very thick. No Brad Nordman, you got Strophe running the show. We're with you till 5 o'clock, as always, 4 o'clock across ESPN Wisconsin. Scheduled to appear. We got some great people joining the show today. How about Mark Tauscher, the Packer Hall of Famer?
Wow.
He's got the first pitch today at American Family Field. I will be in attendance.
Wow, did he invite you personally?
Time out.
No.
He just made it about himself right off the rip.
No, I'm just saying.
Tyler's just throwing out the first pitch, but guess who's going to be in attendance?
I'm going to be sending stuff to our social media team. I'm always working, grinding.
Will you be in the suite or will you be in the
I don't even know if I'm going to be there when he throws out the first pitch. I'll be in the suite.
Wait a minute, what are you doing on social media for? Wait a minute. Whoa, now it is about you.
Yeah, it was a lie.
Tausch is going to be throwing out the first pitch, and I'll be there 15 seconds later. I don't even know if I'm going to be there for the first pitch, but I'll be at the Brewers game in the suite.
In the suite. Taking care of our great partners. Yep.
What partners? Why? Oh, it only met. Why?
800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
Well, Brad is doing the baby stuff, so maybe I can fill in and give me a little plate to go.
I think I might have got two tickets sent to me, but I already filled it with not you.
You know, I got
probably Scals, huh?
I mean, I think Scals would be the one sending the. I think he has a permanent seat inside of
the suite. He does. Additionally, Greg Gard of the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team will be joining us at 2:45. Tory Lowe on a Tory Lowe Tuesday. But ultimately, why are you playing the football music?
I'm so confused. You're running through a great list of all the cast of characters that will be joining us here today.
It's going to be a big show today, again. I'm really excited for that.
He's all over the place already today.
No, at least I can put together sentences today. There was a good 30 minutes where I couldn't speak yesterday.
Did you figure out what was going on yesterday?
Let's just say I did go to bed at 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, you were tired.
I think I was overtired from my weekend, and I had a big Friday, a big Saturday.
Oh, so you're hungover.
I wasn't hungover. I would say the synapses in the brain, they were not firing.
Hold on. I had a stroke Monday. The what? Did you say the synopsis?
Synapses.
Synapses, okay. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Whatever you need in your brain to fire, to make sure.
Wait. Synapses is firing in your brain. I thought you were like the synapses of the reason why like this happened.
No.
What are you trying to say?
Am I saying it wrong?
I don't. Maybe I'm not.
I think I'm right on this.
I'm not the brightest.
KBNation 800-990-3776. It's like
maybe,
synapses.
Maybe synapse. Maybe synapse is
synapse.
Synapse.
A synapse is a junction between two nerve cells consisting of a minute gap across which impulses pass by diffusion of a neurotransmitter.
See?
Yeah. I'm sure that's what he was going for.
Synapse.
Synapse. Not synapses.
No, not synapses.
Synapse.
I don't even know if that's part of the human body.
Why do you even try to say
things?
Because
I take stabs and see if I get it right.
You have courage. When there's words that you say or people say, I'm like, you know what? I don't know what that means. I don't know how to say it. So I'm just going to stay away from it. Like, overtired. I've never heard anybody say that. I was overtired.
Really?
No, I usually say like I was exhausted.
Overtired is different than exhausted, in my opinion.
Oh, what is that?
Exhausted, like, you probably just kept doing things and doing things and doing things, and you get to the point of
exhausted. I was extremely sleepy.
When you get overtired, it's just like...
Maybe just the circles we hang around, that's not just the words we use. Overtired was a little weird.
The circles we hang around. Your circle's different than my circle?
Your circle's richer than mine, I can tell you that.
Why is that?
You have money, I don't.
What is this thing with you guys thinking I have money?
What did Google say?
Google doesn't know anything.
But hold on a minute.
Google knows everything.
And by the way, this was 5-6 years ago that Google told me that I had a $2 to $5 million net worth. And now if you Google it, nothing shows up because it's more accurate now because there is no net worth.
So you Google your own net worth.
Kyle, he's got more money than us combined, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't make me put your business out there, Kyle.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't make me put your business out there.
That's true. Kyle likes to act like he's down with me.
Correct.
But he's really closer to you than he is me.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's true. I'm not down in the dumps with you. I mean, you have some issues. Right? When it comes in, it goes out.
Okay. That was too far.
Relax?
I mean, I'm just saying. Man, I mean, no, nothing wrong with, you know, the way that he lives, but, you know, he doesn't save.
Synapses is the plural of it, so Ben is right. Thank you, Billy in Sussex. I had it right the whole time.
Synapse?
The synapsis.
Okay, good. Okay, cool.
The synapsis of
also,
Joe Flacco's brain to neurons to body do not fire.
Well, hold on.
Oh, they won't be firing on Sunday.
I believe accountability. I need to call myself out on this one. When I read the definition of, what is it, synapse?
Yep.
I said consisting of a minute gap. That's supposed to be a minute gap.
Minute gap, yeah.
Rough here. Rough here for us, KB.
Pat on the back to you for correcting yourself.
We're all idiots.
Look, this is what I need from Mark Tauscher today. Mark Tauscher, host of Wilde and Tausch 9 to noon across these very stations. He's throwing out the first pitch at American Family Field.
Man, everybody gets to throw out first pitches but us.
Stop begging and complaining. Now, my thing is, we had Alex Strove throw out a first pitch at the Lakeshore Chinooks game. Absolute disaster. Sailed it 15 feet over my head as I was the catcher. I could have been, I don't know, the tallest man in the world with the hops of, think of the highest jumper you know.
Don Anderson.
Still wouldn't have caught it. Yeah, 7'2" and a half high jumper. Still wouldn't have caught Strove's first pitch. Michelle Smallman of Unsportsmanlike double bounced the ball from the mound on Friday at the Brewers game.
Yeah, she did.
Tausch needs to redeem everybody. And he's a gamer. I need Tausch to throw a laser down the middle for a strike to get all of our cred back. Otherwise, we're just a bunch of no-names that are just... has been.
Well, first and foremost, there's very few no-names. That is Alex Strove and Kyle Wallace. The rest of y'all are has-beens because at least you used to be somebody that you're not. And I do think he does need to help us and he needs to push up our name because of the fact that, listen, Strove was bad. Michelle Smallman was bad. And it's time for Mark Tauscher, who is not only a former Super Bowl champion but a great legend of the Packers and the Wisconsin Badgers. He needs to redeem the good name of Good Karma Brands and ESPN Wisconsin by throwing out a great first pitch. I still want to know how in the heck everybody else gets asked, but I guess that's too selfish of me to wonder that, mister. I get to put out there I'm going to the game even though I'm going to watch the first pitch of my teammate. I see why you didn't invite him to your wedding. You don't like him.
I'm gonna like my whole point is I may go home to see my daughter and then rush to the game.
Here he go. Always want to throw the daughter in there.
Guess what you're gonna do?
Use it as an excuse.
The exact same thing I'm doing.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
It's wonderful.
A great built-in excuse.
It is wonderful for someone who like you does not like to do social things all the time. You're gonna have the wonderful excuse one day, God willing.
Can Can I tell? Yes, please, God willing. But can I tell y'all? I actually was pretty upset last week. On Saturday, I went to a festival, and I was told I had VIP tickets. And when I got to the door, in the VIP entrance, and my tickets weren't working, I was like, "Oh, I'm VIP." So I go and I'm saying, "Here's VIP." They say, "No, sir. This says general admission, tier one." I said, "Ain't tier one VIP." They said, "No, this is tier one general admission. You got to go to that line." I said, "Oh my gosh,
how did this come to your head?"
I literally take because of the fact that being treated a certain way. It popped in my head.
So you feel as if right now that you are, so this first pitch isn't about you.
We get treated a certain way.
Who's we?
Me and you. You ain't throw out a first pitch at the Brewers. You did throw
out
a first pitch.
I have thrown a first pitch at the Brewers after I went to the Final Four. So it's you.
Did Brad throw out a first pitch yet? No, I don't think so.
Why do you care so much?
Bro, that is a bucket list thing.
Everyone's telling me how to pronounce synapse, I believe. It's not synapse.
Not a word in my vocabulary. Don't use it. I don't know anything about neurons firing, so I wouldn't have used it. I don't even know why you attempted to use it.
Yeah, well, of course, this is why we love KB.
Synapse.
Yeah. Not Whoa. This is controversy. It's Kelly on the Carbos Talking text line. It's pronounced synapse, not synapse.
Synapse.
But we got synapse from the official audio pronouncer of KBN Nation.
And which, synapse. Which could be wrong, you know. I'm not 100% sure. I don't even know
I've
why.
Never claimed that's accurate.
I've never claimed like using that word. So I'm not even going to sit there and fake it.
Strofe, what synapse are you expecting from Tausch today in the first pitch?
Oh, it's going to be worlds better than mine. I mean, that's not a high bar,
we didn't
though.
Ask that. We knew that was going to be accomplished.
Will it be better than Michelle's? Yes. I think it'll be better than ours, but I don't know if it gets it there.
I think he gets it there.
You think he's going to bounce short?
I think, but Michelle bounced it twice. I think if Tausch is the bouncer, it'll be a singular bounce.
I think Tausch is going to get there because Tausch is going to warm up. And to your defense, Strofe.
No, he won't.
No, he's going to get that arm warmed up. In your defense, Strofe, you didn't warm up at all. You didn't do any warm up throws.
And
So I think if Tausch is going to do some warm up throws, he's a great athlete, man. Tausch is going to get it there. He ain't old. What is Tausch like? 40 something?
Synapse.
Yeah, his synapse work a lot better than Alex Strofe's.
Yeah.
He'll
be all right. Tausch, you're going to get it there. It may not be a strike, but you're going to get it across the plate somehow.
We're going to get to Mark Tauscher right away because I do want to touch on the challenges that the Cleveland Browns face, which aren't many. And additionally, at this point, I think we're all under the same conclusion that this is likely a win for the Green Bay Packers. But now, like, what matters in the win to you? Is it the offense outplaying the defense for an entire game, having four quarters of solid play? Actually, I mean, they've tried, as Jason Woolley said, to step on the jugular, but can they actually get the jugular by connecting some of these deep passes that they've gone for? So I do want to get into that conversation. What do you want to see against the Cleveland Browns? Is it the offense outplaying the defense? Because we know the defense already is going to be great the whole year. What do you want to see? We'll hit on that with you and Mark Tauscher coming up on Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dreadheaded brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Think about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Across ESP Wisconsin, momentarily, is going to be the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. You can get us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP Madison and interact with us. You're already giving responses to the question at 800-990-3776. And the question is, what do you want to see through four quarters against the Browns? Because I think we're all thinking it's a dub.
Yeah.
But what can you learn from the dub?
Yeah, for me, there's two things I'm looking at based off performance of this overall football team. We've seen the defense do good enough, but you know what? We'll get to that coming up because I think Tausch has something better to say.
He usually has something better to say than Kyle Wall, so that was a mean shot, Kyle. I'm sorry. Welcome to the show, Mark Tauscher.
True.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we?
How are you? How's the arm? Have you loosened it up? Practiced with Max in the backyard?
Yeah, I threw a little bit yesterday, and I wanted to give myself the afternoon here to get it cranked up, but I don't know what to expect. I'm you know, a little bit beat up. I'm getting older. So my expectations aren't what they would have been 5 or 10 years ago, but I'm going to go from the mom. I'm going to give it a run. I'll see. And I'll, you know, we'll see, kind of see how it goes.
I love the under promise over deliver there from Mark Tauscher.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm going to throw a BB, you know, a seed, because I don't, that probably is not going
to
happen.
I don't think it has to be. I would love for you to find the zone. No matter how it gets to the zone,
I
want you to find the zone.
Are you nervous, Tausch? I hear a little nervousness in your voice, and that's not usually like you.
No, I'm just trying to be real, Kyle. I mean, that's what I'm trying to be. I'm not sitting here going to, if it was something that I felt incredibly confident in, I would say, yeah, I'm going to crush it. I hope I crush it, and I have plans to crush it, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm for surely going to throw a seed, because that's not where I'm at.
Man, I don't like this unconfident Tausch, but he's real. He's being honest. Nothing wrong with being honest. I usually like the guy that believes in everything, especially himself.
Well, sure.
I think he's setting you up for a good appearance on the mound. That's my opinion.
Okay, I like that. Undersell, over-deliver. I like that,
Tausch. Yes, I had said that. Isn't Were you around for that?
Isn't that a GKB principle?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Maybe not undersell, but definitely over-deliver. Tauschy, when it comes to this game on Sunday, I am of the belief after watching the Browns play the Ravens that if what the Ravens did to Joe Flacco, I think the Packers can absolutely make him uncomfortable. So say we're going into this and they are favorites in this game, -8.5. The likelihood of them winning, I think, is very high. What do you want to see? Is it a margin of victory? Is it the offense having a more, I don't want to say complete game because I think they've been good, but like that next level, like 51-point performance, the 40-point performance. Is there anything specifically that Old T wants to see against the Browns?
No, I'm not interested in, you know, if we win by 40 or not. I think, you know, you'd like to see them clean some stuff up offensively, and you'd like to see, I think I'd like to see Matthew Golden have a day, because, you know, not that there's a ton of criticism out there, but I do feel like there's some fans that are thinking he should have gotten off to a faster start. You know, I would disagree with those folks, but I think offensively, you'd like to see the run game and maybe the big plays kind of rear their head over the weekend or over, you know, Sunday. But as far as everything else goes, I want to see our defense just continue to put the pedal down. And this is an offense that obviously is nowhere nearly as talented as what we've seen the first 2 weeks. So I would love to see an absolute just domination of everything Cleveland is going to try to do, and really just continue to stamp that this defense is the real deal and keep elevating itself where they can be talked about as one of the most dominant defenses if they can continue to stack this as this season keeps going.
I'm with you on Golden because I think it's so great how some people just do this stuff for you. There's been clips of every route that he's ran. There's been statistics that are coming out. The current wide receivers leaders in average separation score. Number one in all the league with names of Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, Zay Flowers, Mike Evans on that list. Number one is Matthew Golden. So it will come. And I'm sure Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love are also witnessing this on film, but they've also had success, so they've been going where the success is.
Well, yeah, and I think part of it, too, is that, you know, Jordan Love missed a bunch of camp. And when you come back and you're thrown right into the fire of a regular season game, you're going to lean on Romeo Dobbs and Tucker Kraft because you've seen it and done it with them before. And I think you'll look, and if Matthew Golden is open, you're going to go to him. But there is a process that you kind of go through to where you earn a quarterback's trust. And I think Matthew Golden is going through it. And when you see the clips and you see that he is, you know, the most open wideout, according to whoever put those stats out, I'm sure they're watching that same film, and they had extra days now with the Thursday game. And that's where you start trying to find different things to incorporate him to build that trust so that all of a sudden you feel as comfortable with him as you do with Tucker and as you do with Romeo.
I look forward to seeing Matthew Golden finally get off. Coming up here pretty soon. But, Tausch, what about this Packers season make you believe that the Eagles are still better than the Packers?
Because I'm a believer in the never underestimate the heart of a champion, and they are the champs. And until someone knocks them out, they have kind of the formula that I think you can say if you're going to go against this defense, they're going to be physical. They can get after the quarterback with their interior guys, and they have a running back that's special, and they have a quarterback that understands what it takes to win. So when you kind of factor all that in, that's why, you know, I look at Philadelphia as a, you know, obviously a worthy opponent. I think Green Bay has played better than what Philly has up to this point, but I think Philly earned the right to say that until someone knocks them off, they deserve to be the favorites. And, you know, right now both teams are 2-0. Green Bay has looked, I think, markedly better than what Philly, especially on the offensive side of football.
Yep.
And that's why, but I can understand why people, you know, look at Philadelphia and say that they're going to be they're going to be a problem, because they are the defending champs, and I think they have a really good formula that they know how to execute to win football games.
Yeah, not only formula, a good football team. I just think when you look at what we've seen on the actual field this year, I think it's easy for us to say the Packers right now are better than the Philadelphia Eagles. Doesn't mean that the Eagles aren't going to beat the Packers in the playoffs or vice versa, but I do believe the Packers are better than the Eagles so far this year.
Well, I don't. I think anyone that has been, you know, watching and seeing what Green Bay's defense has been able to do in the dominant fashion they've been able to play with, and then, you know, offensively, I think Jordan Love's passing, obviously, is especially in that second game, a lot better than where Jalen Hurts is at. But Jalen Hurts has proven over his career that he does what it takes to win games on a really consistent basis, and he deserves a lot of credit for that. But I think just from the eye test, which means nothing, Green Bay has looked better than Philadelphia so far.
Talking with Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. And Tausch, obviously not the result Badger fans wanted against Alabama. You have a game in which you're favored at home against Maryland. I think this is a really big one for this team, because if you know they need fans and players and coaches, I think, need the confidence that they can do something moving forward in season. Do you think this is as big as I'm making it to be?
I think it's a really important week for sure. The idea that we were going to go down to Tuscaloosa and win, I think most fans after watching the first couple weeks knew that was going to be a huge challenge. And I think offensively there's a lot of question marks about, first off, who's going to play quarterback this week. There's a lot of things that you need to start seeing some signs of improvement. And Maryland, they have not played great football yet either. This is one of those games that I think Wisconsin, you know, in the past you would think is not going to be a problem. And obviously this is a different season. So there is a lot of angst amongst Badger fans. You guys obviously are part of that. And I think it's very, very validated by what we just saw down in Alabama. But this is a huge week, and I think we're going into a bye, having some feel good and getting a little bit of confidence and some positive mojo for what is going to be a really difficult schedule once you get into October. I think it's a huge week, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm nervous about the Wisconsin Badgers only because if you do lose this game, I don't see any other game that you're going to be favored in moving forward. So very nervous about them.
Let me ask you this, because I've been hearing a lot of things, and listen, there's no doubt we're all disappointed with the results and how things looked in Alabama, no doubt about it. But can we agree that we're not, outside of maybe Ohio State, we will not see skill guys on an opposing offense as good as what we saw in Alabama? Is that a fair assessment? Probably Ohio State and Alabama. Yeah.
No, Oregon. I mean, that's a duty. They play Oregon this year, don't they?
They do, yeah. But I mean, Jeremiah Smith is really good.
No, Jeremiah Smith is ridiculous. But
no,
what,
he's good.
I guess for me, it is not so much what happened against Alabama. Maybe I'm still caught up in what happened last season and the underwhelming performances of Week 1 and Week 2, where we know last year where it was like, all right, well, they competed with Alabama in the first quarter, and they competed against, I think it was Penn State last year as well. But then all of a
sudden, Oregon, yep.
Yeah,
Oregon.
Lesser opponents, they got slacked, right? So that's where the concern is.
Yeah, and here's what I would say, and this is where I think from my perspective going down, I thought that our defense would be stouter than what we showed. Now, and I know you guys can poo-poo that the fact that our run defense is better, and I understand that. But when you're playing the teams that you're talking about, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, we are much better suited to stop those running games. There is not a doubt in my mind about that. Now, do they have the capabilities of doing what Ty Simpson and the Alabama offense did? Maybe. Maybe they do. I don't think they will. So does that give you guys any more hope that we are much better suited? We will not get Iowa like we did last year. I feel really confident on the defensive side of the ball in saying that.
Does that make you guys feel any better? I need to see it before,
I'm with Kyle.
I hear you,
but this is your three now, and I know Tressel's the same guy. I know they beefed up the line. They did stop the run, but I don't know, because even if they stop the run, they still got to score points. There's still three phases of this game, and I'm still wishing and hoping to feel an identity and culture, more culture than identity, if that makes sense. I don't know what the culture is anymore. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. And it's bad that you're trying to figure out in year three in the middle of the season who you are. And I know they've had bad luck with quarterback play, but there are a lot of teams in every sport where you have the next man up and your culture and your identity can push you forward.
I think all of those concerns, there's validity in a lot of concerns that you're having. I think just looking at it big picture, though, there is no doubt in my mind, especially on the defensive side of the football, we are much bigger, stouter, and more ready to play a Big Ten season than we were last year. That I know.
I can't argue that. How it goes, we will all see together then, right?
Exactly.
Tosh, I do want to play you something quick before we let you go here. Jaden Reed, hot out of surgery, went on Instagram Live. He's feeling good.
That's cool. A whole bunch of people on here. You want to turn it off? Tell them hi. Tell them that you're
pack
good.
Pack us to the bowl, bro.
Okay.
Bruh.
Tell them you good, and then we're going to
go. I'm good. Thank you for the prayers, bro. But we turned, bro. Okay. We going all the
away, bro. Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Anesthesia is truth serum?
Pack us to the bone, bro.
Have either of you guys had morphine or whatever it is at post-surgery?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, not morphine, but anesthesia.
Yeah. You're loopy. You're definitely loopy. Yes.
Yes, you're loopy, and kudos to them for putting their stuff out on Instagram, I guess. You're really rolling the dice there because you don't know what you're gonna sit there and do.
The bowl,
Instagram
bro.
Live too. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Live is crazy. Not recording a video and putting it out later.
You could record it and put it out, but hey, kudos to y'all. Do what you want. After 2 weeks, hey, nothing crazy about that thought.
That's a good way to end it, Tausi. We appreciate the time, and I will be there. I'll be striving to be there on time to witness your first pitch.
I can't wait.
That's Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer.
The bowl, bro.
That's so good. Also, bad idea to go IG live after
live.
Surgery.
To the bowl, bro.
People say some wild stuff when they are loopy like that.
I can tell you my story coming off of anesthesia when I broke my ankle my junior year with both of my parents there. I told them exactly how it was going to be after my surgery on anesthesia next.
Pack us to the bowl, bro.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. That's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. That's a big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Pack us to the bowl, bro.
So good. Jaden Reed hot out of collarbone surgery. Look forward to having him back this season.
Pack us to the bowl, bro.
Anesthesia is real. And the after effects are real. You guys ever had the after effects?
I've had it, but I've never had the after effects.
Strofe?
I guess I don't know what you mean by after effects, but I've never had
it
either.
You're out of it. You're loopy.
I've certainly had the effects of not knowing what I'm saying when I got my wisdom
teeth
removed.
That's what he's talking about. What do you?
Well, that's the current effects. That's happening during it.
After surgery effects.
Post surgery.
Come on now.
You're getting nitpicky over here.
No, to be honest with you, I just wasn't following what you were saying. It makes sense now. Yes, I've had the after effects.
I had ankle surgery. And it was my junior year, and I woke up from the surgery. It's not. Why is that cool?
High school or college?
High school.
Yeah. Cool.
And I remember that everyone was like, "Hey, are you up? You're good?" I'm like, and I was in heaven. And I was like, things are great. Like, I don't feel a thing. Everything's good.
Boom, bro.
I started telling the nurses as they like give me the apple juice and stuff. I was like, "You guys are providing great service. I'm gonna need this at home." And I said, "Do you guys got a bell so I could bring it home and ding it so my parents can bring me stuff whenever I need it?"
That's you've always been.
They
that
give
way,
you one.
Huh? Of
they didn't give me one. No,
of course
but
not.
I really wanted one because it sounds great. Ding 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 ding.
So you told
sandwich, please.
Were your parents there when you said
yes?
That? Oh wow! Did they know at that time? They said wow.
At that point, they already knew.
Oh,
it was
who you
probably
were.
Mm-hmm. You know the expectation that I had. So it was just the truth. Maybe it is truth serum. Maybe the Packers are going to the bowl, and as Tausch said, after he just joined us, that he's not talking crazy here. Through two games, they look pretty damn good. Arguably, because. I don't want to say arguably. Through 2 weeks, they have looked
the
most complete team in the NFL. And they played the two toughest opponents.
Yeah.
The Eagles did play the Cowboys. Who gave up 500 yards to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, sure
they did beat the Chiefs. And again, I think the Chiefs are going to be down. They're still the Chiefs. You don't count them out until they're absolutely out.
0-2, having winless Chiefs.
But you played the Lions, who then came back and destroyed. I was going
to
say some
Packers
really
to the bowl, bro.
Just absolutely destroyed the Bears, 52-21.
Yeah, eviscerated them.
The Commanders coming off their 21-6 win against the Giants, who stink, couldn't really do anything, if we're being honest.
They couldn't. They had a desperation 58-yard field.
And all people can do right now is it's Ben Bruss and Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman, Strofer on the show, Kyle Bruss and Nortman here. All people can do really is nitpick at the Packers as to how come they didn't win by X amount. Why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? If you watch the game, you know that each opponent had no chance of winning those football games.
Yeah, as someone who loves to be more positive and optimistic, unless the Packers give me a reason not to, it was hard for me to try to find what it is about this football team that I want to see them improve and get better at and going into this week. And truly for me, when I think about this Green Bay Packers team and I look at the week, how can we evaluate? We already know the opponent is not going to be that great. The Cleveland Browns aren't a good football team. They have a quarterback that you said is basically geriatric. He probably needs to be on a couch versus on the football field.
Correct.
Hey, the Browns are actively trying to not be a good football team this year. So when I think about where can they be successful at, I look at this. I look, how well do you dominate? Last year, we talk about the Green Bay Packers took care of business last year against teams they were better than. They beat them. So can you continue to do that? Can you dominate? What the Lions did to the Bears, that's the type of victory I want to see. I want to see pure domination over a team that is not as good as you. What the Bills did to the Browns last week, right? What the Ravens did to the Browns last week. I want to see that type of pure domination. Then the other thing is this. Looking at the offensive line, Rashid Walker at left tackle. Can you make sure Jordan Love isn't running for his life? Can you calm down Myles Garrett in that pass rush?
Near impossible. Because even against the Ravens, he disrupted Lamar Jackson.
What can you do, right? That is something that we have to key in and watch. And then on top of that, the special teams. The special teams didn't have a great performance last week, so can the Green Bay Packers improve that? So we're looking for how can this team become as well-rounded and solid of a football team as possible? Is the offensive line going to stand up against Myles Garrett? Is special teams going to be improved? And will this team take care of business? Not just sneak out a victory against a bad team. No, beat the heck out of a football team in the Cleveland Browns that they are clearly better than. That's what I want to see.
Packers to the bowl, bro.
Indeed.
I want the full version. It's so good. Jaden Reed post-surgery coming out of the collarbone surgery.
You got a whole bunch of people on here. You want to tell them?
I had to think a lot.
Tell them how
to pack us to the bowl, bro.
Tell them you good. And then we're going to
I'm good. Thank you for the prayers, bro. But we turned, bro.
Okay.
We going all the way, bro.
Yeah!
Pack us to the
we
bowl.
We turned or your turn right now?
He turned, but that's, hey, when you wake up,
I
you
think
said
it's both, actually.
Kyle's getting dangerously close to Jaden Reed levels right now.
No, because, but here's the thing. When he's loopy, that tells you what this team is focused on. They're focused on winning a championship. We talk about the Cleveland Browns. They can't say the same thing. If Myles Garrett got done from surgery, he ain't saying Packers to the ball, bro. Because
Packers
that ain't happening.
Ball,
but with the Green
bro.
Bay Packers, when they say it, it's actually happening. Packers to the ball.
I think you
bro.
Meant Miles.
The Browns.
To say the ball, Browns aren't bro. Going to the ball. Yes. The there's Packers actually, there's thoughts. Look, it is a little truth serum. I'm telling you.
They're
from my experience, I was being who I was post anesthesia. He's saying what he believes, which is the Packers to the bull. Mm-hmm. And if you're a Packer fan, you can't tell me that you haven't had, even through 2 weeks, the moment in your head where it was like, damn, we might be able to do it this year. Everyone watching the first 2 weeks, I would say you aren't really enjoying what you're seeing unless you've told yourself there is a real opportunity that the Packers can win the Super Bowl, because what they've shown translates.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing when you watch them play, the speed, the way that they're able to get the quarterback, adding Micah, the linebackers covering the middle of the field, containing Jaden Daniels, absolutely getting to Jared Goff in that situation where he was a pocket passer. They've played two different quarterbacks, and they've shut down two different style offenses. One that led the league in yards last year, I think, in the Commanders, and one in points per game with the Lions. So if you don't have the feeling that they can do it, you haven't been paying attention. And if you haven't been paying attention, if you don't know the great work that Gina Della from Pella does, her team is amazing. From Joe Franco, who came to my house, to the installation team, to the warranties that they provide, to the energy-saving costs I get on my energy bill every month, upgrading my windows in the first floor have changed the entire home. And it looks better, feels better, the air quality's better. The keeping the sun out in the summer was night and day from the first year that I had my home. And in the winter now, I now know that it's going to be the same thing, because they work with quality windows that in the season that comes, they're prepared for winter. In the season that comes in summer, they're prepared for summer, because those windows are the absolute best. Go to PellaWI.com and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. 0%. 5 years. So go to PellaWI.com and get your consultation today. Greg Gard of the Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is going to join us next. They have some exciting things going on in Milwaukee. Want to promote that. And, of course, you can catch all their games. The Kohl Center, great. Not all their games, but, of course, the home games. I'm really excited to talk to them, because they've done a lot of cool things that not a lot of teams do. They lost to BYU. They scheduled BYU.
Mm.
Right? He would rather play great games than play the cupcakes. I like that for my coach. Talk to him next.
You're listening to Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Coach Gard.
Coach Gard.
Coach Gard.
Coach Gard.
Hope you've been in the gym, Ben, because you got to carry your weight.
It's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard.
But your defensive ability, Ben, we probably have to factor that in, and that'd be a reduction.
On Kyle Brusten Nordman.
Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Still no Brad Nordman. Happy father. Welcome to baby boy and to his family. Ben
baby
Russ,
Nordman.
Kyle Wallace, Stroh front of the show. We're excited to be joined now by the Wisconsin men's basketball program. And we got about 10 people here.
We're all over the place, Ben.
I love it.
And does Nordman got his kid taking punts or punting or anything?
He
snaps,
should.
Catching long snaps.
All the story. We're with Coach Greg Gard of the Wisconsin men's basketball team. Coach, let me tell you, we've learned a lot about these punters.
Hey, be a punter, a golfer.
Well, punters have a great gig because they punt every other day in training camp and practice. Yeah.
They
don't
even
bring
have to be
his
holders anymore.
Out.
They don't even have to be holders anymore. They only have like one job.
Yeah, I mean, look, they play mini golf during training camp. They make games, sunflower. They just try different sunflower seeds. It's amazing the life that a punter lives.
Should have been a punter, Ben.
Maybe I had a better chance punter. Of making it past as a 6'2 guy who couldn't guard a shadow. I had a better chance
further than
Lithuania.
True.
Coach Gard joining us here because a lot of reasons. We're obviously excited for what you've done this offseason. It is so weird. I mean, conversations I think about that we've had over the time that I've been on the radio have been about, you know, who's coming in, who's a name to watch. I mean, it's pretty hard not to see what's going on in the transfer portal era because you got guys. I think this is hilarious. Nolan Winter, I've signed to come back. I mean, what do you mean signed? You mean you're coming back? You have to announce that now? It's just a crazy world we live in. Have you enjoyed?
You would have loved signing every year, Ben, wouldn't you? That would have been all over social media.
Yeah, but
here's
the thing.
You would have played that up so much.
I genuinely am curious. Do you guys have good resources for these kids? Because I tell you what, if we were making money back in the day, it would not. If I knew what I know now, it would have been great, right? Invest in the 529 for the child, the 401ks, the investments.
You weren't thinking that.
No, but are these kids thinking that at all?
You would have been supplying your brother for his partying needs.
Correct.
JB?
Yeah. Which is opposite because as an older brother, he should have been supplying me.
Exactly.
Do you guys have like great resources for education on that? I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah, we do. We do financial education, and all these guys now, I mean, they've by and large, all of them have agents, and any agent or agency that is worth their weight has a financial advisory piece to their organization. So it really, we're functioning much like the NFL and the NBA and Major League Baseball do in terms of all the people at the table within our sport.
Yeah, I've known your general manager, Mark Van de Wettering, standing behind you for a long time. He's gotten more gray hairs in 1 year since becoming general manager than I could ever imagine him having in his life.
Absolutely. He thought working with me and being my ops guy was stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, his world just got a lot. Does that ding mean something?
It means yes.
It means see, yes.
Yes.
Affirming, you're correct.
Yeah, his world just got real.
Now, just talking about his world, though, and everything going on.
Surprise why he's not in here, not out raising some money somewhere, meeting with agents.
Wait a minute. If you're supposed to be raising money, you need to get up out of here. I love Badgers basketball. Go do your job. Don't stand around listening to KBN. But for real, with John Tonjay and how great he was, right, being able to get that diamond in the rough, how much did that help you in the basketball program and telling kids, like, listen, you can be the next John Tonjay?
Well, I mean, you look back even further than that. I mean, John Tonjay knew who Johnny Davis was. Mm. John Tonjay knew the type of year A.J. Storr had before he left. So the last three guys that have been in that position have done really, really well. And obviously John Tonjay came in, and you would have thought he was with us for 3 or 4 years with how he acted, how he carried himself. He was as good a fit for having him for 8 months as you could ever imagine. And you know, I think it's just a credit to him and his teammates for how they accepted him, and he fit into his role and just blossomed and obviously had a phenomenal year.
Yeah, Greg Gard joining us, the head coach of the Wisconsin men's basketball team here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Coach, you know, I think back, we've done it's been a really cool opportunity this past year for me, getting married and doing the bachelor party, mostly because I'm able to see all my teammates and to have a reason to get together. And we did a Final Four reunion in Madison for we called it Make 'em Believe because it's what made 'em believe. And I think about the expectations that those teams, you know, sort of set for themselves in a way. You had a big influence in 2014, sitting us down and saying this team has a chance to do something special. We did get to the Final Four. After that, 2015 had already been there and had pieces that were freshmen and sophomores and juniors that were all going to elevate that next year, and obviously went to the national championship game. Fans definitely understand the success that you've had, winning Big Ten championships, right? Mm-hmm. Going to the Big Ten tournament championship games. Everyone continues to come back to that second weekend. I know you – here's when people ask me about it, I was like, I know Guard wants it.
Third weekend.
Yeah, right? Like, is that – is something from a goal that you talk about, or how do you go approaching your expectations?
Yeah, no, we talk about it. We talk about it, and I want it not for me, because as I told the team actually last week when I met with them for the first time when I got back, speaking of weddings,
Big congrats to Coach Gard and his
family.
Mine.
Yeah, it was our daughter. Family. So, you know, we talked about that, and I said I've already been to two of them. I want you guys to experience it. And, you know, it's hard to get there. You know, let's be honest. You've seen a lot of good teams that we've had, even at Wisconsin, even before you, that didn't get a chance to get there. And you watch every year, somebody that you would expect is going to be there doesn't get there, because basketball is the one sport that doesn't have a playoff. You know, we don't have a series. It's a one game, 40 minutes. The NBA has a series. Major League Baseball, the Brewers will have a series. And you have multiple opportunities to get there, and usually the best, if you play a series, usually the best comes out on top. But in college basketball, you have one game, 40 minutes, and the parity now in college basketball is across the board, obviously, because of the transfer portal, because of NIL. There's, you know, so many good players in so many places, and you can't have a bad 10 minutes. But absolutely, it's beyond the second weekend. Let's get to that third weekend and try to finish what we didn't finish back in 2015.
That was a bad question by me then, and I like his answer.
Yeah, I love his answer. And as I'm thinking about Wisconsin basketball, being born and raised here in the state of Wisconsin, and now you being able to recruit the state of Wisconsin as you have been, the talent level coming out of high school basketball here in Wisconsin, can you just speak to how great it is now and how that benefits us for what we're trying to build here? Last year, I think we had four players in the top 100, and you ended up getting, I believe, two of them, or I don't know, Will Garlick was in part of that as well.
Should have been.
He's a good kid. Yeah. I heard he's doing well, or at least in the summertime.
All 7-1-260. I don't know what's going to happen this year, but I'm excited about what his future will be. But yeah, I mean, I think basketball in the state of Wisconsin has improved. I've watched it. Obviously, I've been in the state and grew up in the state. The opportunities that players have now are much more prevalent than they were, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So they have a chance to play more from a national standpoint. They get more exposure. We have more players playing in different leagues across the country. And it ebbs and flows. You know, it's cyclical. Every state is. You're going to have classes where there's a lot of players that can play at a high level, and then there's going to have years where it's a little thinner. So there is more and more players coming out, and I think it's in large part because our coaches have done a great job in the state. Our youth programs have done a really good job. Obviously, there's way more AAU teams and way more AAU opportunities than there were 15, 20 years ago. You used to go to Vegas and watch one. We don't even go to Vegas anymore, but
I remember those days.
You know, there used to be one or two teams from Wisconsin. Now you go and there's like 15. So and that's everywhere. That's whether you go to Atlanta, whether we go to, you name it, where we go to watch, you know, things in the spring and the summer. There's just way more opportunities for players to develop, and it's become a year-round sport. You know, we see very few. Unfortunately, I'm still old school from a standpoint. I'd like to see players or athletes play multiple sports in high school, but it's become more specialized because they play, you know, they come right out of their high school season in March and they're right into the AAU season in April and May, right back to summer workouts with their high school team in June, and then back on the road with the AAU in July. So it does become a really full-time or a 12-month-a-year commitment.
Yeah, and it's usually Kyle Bruston-Ortman with Greg Gard in Madison, but we're currently in Milwaukee because you took your crew out here to promote what you got going on. Super exciting at Fiserv Forum. You're playing Oklahoma in an exhibition game on October 24th, and then Villanova is part of the Milwaukee Hoops Showdown on December 19th. Exhibition game against Porter Mosier.
Yeah.
How did this
pretty
come about?
Neat, huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's a good opportunity to see some real high-level basketball in person here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it fans are going to learn just like I am because that's going to be our first outside competition. But no, I think whenever we have a chance to, and I've always been, you know, we played it at American Family Field a few years ago against Stanford. And anytime we have a chance, obviously we have the series with Marquette that rotates Madison to Milwaukee every year. But anytime we have a chance to go outside of Madison and be in front of our fans across the state, I think it's a great opportunity for us. And because we are the University of Wisconsin, it's not the University of Madison. So I like to get out and be around the state. And obviously Milwaukee presents a great opportunity with the facility, with the Fiserv Forum. And we have a huge fan base here. And it's a chance for twice, against obviously two really good teams. You know, they'll get to see us in October and see how many things we have to get better at.
For
and then
December.
See us 2 months later, see how much better we've gotten. So we're excited about it, to be able to do this. And when these opportunities came up, you know, I gave Mark the ultra green light when he mentioned these games to me.
Yeah, that's two Mark Van de Wettering mentions here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. We hit the over on 1.5. Too many mentions and compliments for Mark, who was the head manager back in the day.
I like Mark. He's the general manager.
He's an ace.
We call him the money man.
Money man Mark, keep bringing in that money so I can keep cheering on the Wisconsin Badgers, baby. I love when they win.
So, Coach, you were recently overseas for a wedding for your family. You've been up many times to Packers practices. Matt LaFleur has been a part of guarding against cancer. We haven't mentioned guarding against cancer, which has obviously surpassed a big milestone, if you want to share what's going on there.
Yeah, we actually have another big statewide event tomorrow night in Platteville. Our last stop as we've toured the state with the WIAC schools, and we have a sold-out venue. There'll be close to 300 people there tomorrow night. Obviously, for me, it's kind of going back home, so to speak, where it started from a college coaching perspective. And so, yeah, we've crossed the $10 million mark here. And did I get a ding?
Can I get an air horn? How about the air horn? There we go.
There we go.
And all those funds stay at the UW Carbone Cancer Center right here in Wisconsin, because we have a nationally recognized cancer center. And Coach Gard's done a great job throughout his tenure, not only raising funds, but, you know, keeping it here and affecting patients that affect patients and giving care across the state, not just in Madison.
Yeah, and that'll be one of the focuses tomorrow night. We have four local organizations we're going to give money to at the end of the night after the event. So it's not only the research at Carbone, which is really important to be able to stay on the cutting edge of finding a cure and better treatments, but also at the grassroots level of the patient care initiatives across the state and to be able to help right in everybody's hometowns.
So this is an interesting question, because nobody is Micah Parsons, because Micah Parsons has impacted the Packers in a way that's unlocked the rest of the guys of the Packers.
You were pretty
defense.
Excited. I'm sure you did the day that happened, huh?
I mean, I was in Portugal, actually. I was very excited. The problem
and
was...
you even had something from the beach, I saw.
Yes, and Taylor Swift news happened, so I realized a week into the wedding that my wife and I had two things we wanted to talk about that we each didn't care about. Who would be the player this year that sort of unlocks the rest of the team and they will all benefit because of their presence, similarly to how Micah's affected this defense?
Yeah, I think, well, obviously I'd be remiss if I don't talk about two returners, John Blackwell and Nolan Winter. John's with us today on this little Milwaukee tour, but I think Nick Boyd, you know, the point guard from San Diego State, played at Florida Atlantic, played in a Final Four there. Obviously played for really good coaches in Dusty May and Brian Dutcher out at San Diego State. So, you know, he's one that's jumped off the page right from the beginning. Just his leadership, his voice. Obviously, he's extremely talented, you know, a consummate point guard in terms of leading and pushing the envelope and challenging players. And obviously, he's challenging teammates. And he has obviously got, you know, the credibility behind him. He's had a lot of success, but he's been fun to watch, you know, kind of immerse himself and evolve with this team.
Well, Coach, I mean, you got a whole posse here. I don't want to keep you from wherever you got to go next, but I've enjoyed every second of this.
Yeah, we're in the media car wash today.
Yeah, the car wash today.
And along with the Brewer game tonight, and see if I can throw a strike. Before
you throw out the first pitch too.
I do.
Mark Tauscher throwing out the first pitch today as well. They got a couple first pitch.
Really? He's got the first pitch today too?
Yeah, they do a couple, but I wonder if Tausch is one of the smaller ones and guards like the
big one. Yeah,
the Wisconsin Badger basketball head coach Greg Gard.
You think Tausch will throw actually from 60 feet?
Wow.
Or will he go down in front?
You got to go to the mound.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, why would I not?
He joined us about 30 minutes ago, and he was setting the low expectations, so I think
he
could over-deliver. That's
why I got a text from him earlier today, wondering if I was going to throw.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there. So all now right. I got even two reasons. And
to make it on time.
Yes.
Can you make it on time? Can you bring your glove and warm me up in the
I have done that. I did that for Alex Stroff behind the glass, but he doesn't have an athletic bone in his body, so it was no help.
Didn't go well for me, Coach.
All right.
15
Maybe I'll get
Van
de Wettering to warm me up. Give him another duty.
See, that's the confidence I like.
Send him out to go get money and get the players. So are we good now? I thought we'd never stop in this world of college hoops now.
Never stop. Never stop.
You having fun. You look like you're having fun.
We are. We're having fun. I got a great, great group around me, obviously. Mark, as we've talked about, but the other guys on staff, too, have been phenomenal. You know, you played with a lot of them or been around a lot of them, all mostly former players, but and a really, really good team that's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited. I know we're all excited, and I look forward to having you in Milwaukee twice for Badger fans to come see this team at Fiserv Forum against Oklahoma in the exhibition, and, of course, Marquette in December. Coach Greg Gard of the Wisconsin men's Badger basketball team, thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
And if you really want to be entertained, Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss is coming up next, where I answer fifth grade questions.
Okay.
You can stay or go.
Go Pack, go.
Yeah, it's up to you. You want one for me?
Go
Pack, go. My wife and my daughter were doing the Go Pack, Go, and I was like, all right, here we go. Go Pack, go.
There it is.
800-990-3776.
Didn't sound authentic.
Let's go with caller number. You choose, Coach Gard. What caller number you want today?
Seven.
Caller seven, according to Greg Gard. No, we got seven. 800-990-3776. Caller seven is going to play me in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? You'll get 15 questions. In 90 seconds, you're allowed to say skip or pass. And if you skip and we get through all the questions, we will come back to those at the end. If you beat me, you help my record get even worse. And then we get on our merry way. 800-990-3776. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? In 2 minutes.